Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
This is the Mach 1 Market Moment. Glad to have you along. Steve Gramsci with David Lee, the CEO and founder of Mach 1 Financial Group in Northwest Arkansas. And if you're anywhere near Bentonville, you can drop by, say hello. There's probably, you know, some mints there at the reception counter. I'm sure there's a cup of coffee. There's some friendly people. I know that for sure. And you can have your discussion by calling 479-876-2100 or online. Check in, leave a question, find out more information at Mach1Financial.com. This is getting to know you time. And David, I'd like to learn more about you. Our acquaintance is recent as well. Yeah. So unfortunately, you don't get to ask me a question. But I'm going to ask you one. So if you had to name your greatest accomplishment so far in life, what would you say it is?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, as I think about it, I'd have to say that it was marrying my wife. Her name is Jenny, and we've been married for almost 18 years now, and she and the Lord has blessed me with two healthy, beautiful children, Faith and Connor, age 17 and 13, and they're the inspiration for my life, my wife and kids, and they are the reason why I do what I do and why I love what I do. And so I guess I'd say meeting and marrying my wife is probably my greatest accomplishment, because, you know, the right woman can make you, the wrong woman can break you, as they say. And thank the Lord, you know, the Lord caused our paths to cross, and we've been married for, like I said, almost 18 years now. And so she is my greatest accomplishment in life, and I've got a wonderful mother-in-law and, you know, wonderful parents, and I'm just blessed with a really good family. I'd have to say my wife is my greatest blessing in my life. I wouldn't call her an accomplishment, but my greatest blessing in my life. As far as accomplishments, there's a lot of things that I have to be thankful for. I'm thankful for having, you know, graduated from the Air Force Academy. That was a huge early life accomplishment that seemed like an impossible undertaking when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. But, you know, graduating from the Air Force Academy and going on to fulfill my lifelong dream of becoming a fighter pilot, those were all big accomplishments. And then leaving the Air Force when I was 30, 31 years old, and took the leap of faith to leave a steady paying job to go into the unknown and go into business for myself in the financial industry here in Northwest Arkansas. And, you know, we've just been so incredibly blessed with the people that I've met through the years that have become clients that have just been such a tremendous blessing to me. And I just think of all the people that have entrusted their hard-earned money that they worked for their lives to accumulate, and then, you know, trusted me as a 30-something-year-old kid to manage that for them and help them navigate through some pretty difficult years, you know, through the 2007-2008 crash. And I look back and see how the Lord guided us through those years. I still get emotional talking about it. Those are the things that I'm most thankful for. So what about you, Steve? Like we said, you know, we're just meeting each other. We just started working together here recently. So tell us something about you. What's your greatest accomplishment?
Well, thank you for your Air Force service, David, because that accolade is well-deserved, and the career. And certainly, if anything like me, there were some great years when it was all about me. But once I had my family, too, it's like, okay, now I know. I get it. It's what it's about. It's about everybody else. And even though it's hard to keep that demeanor, you know, for the rest of your life, you know, because we're basically selfish individuals, the rewards have been so great, just like you're talking about, too. So I think that's good. My accomplishments, I don't know. I've been doing radio for so long. It's something I wanted to do since I was 12. So I guess the fact that I got to make a living doing it in many different parts in many, many cities around the United States, and I got to live in 9 states, and I've had 25 houses, and people think I'm in the military from all the moving around. but I've got to assimilate in the different parts of this United States, in the cultures that are in the West, in the Southwest, in the Southeast. I've been in the North, and so that's been fun. But I think one of the biggest accomplishments, just to answer your question, would be that I moved around so much, I kept losing credits in college, so I had to stop going. So there was a year that after I had 3 kids, I decided decided I was going to get that degree, and I went back, and it took me three states and five point seven years to finish up in three different states. And the fact that my children could see me make that accomplishment, I think, has inspired them to all be college graduates as well. And
even
they're smarter than I am, and they're, you know, all those things. But I would say that that is having the goals of being successful to whatever degree you want to be in, going for it. When everybody tells you you can't do it, and then being able to do it at whatever level satisfies you, I think is a great accomplishment.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and I also know from talking to you offline before the show, you were the voice of the Denver Nuggets once upon a time, and the baseball Rockies there in Denver.
Right.
So those are some pretty cool things that our audience might want to know about you.
Yeah, and I spent a good amount of time at your Air Force Academy at football games, too. So,
yeah.
Well, I thank you. Now we're getting to know you just a little bit better, David Lee. It's a sidebar, not necessarily a benefit to know a little bit about me, but thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for your time.
And that is getting to know David a little bit better. And don't forget, he's your local retirement income planning specialist at Mach 1 Financial Group. And if you have a story to tell to David, why not share it with him by making that phone call and having that in person and face-to-face? You can call Mach 1 Financial Group at 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. In Northwest Arkansas, share your financial story and get to know the Mach 1 Financial Group at 479-876-2100.
Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.